From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president.
And today I can report that we continue to move forward on many fronts when it comes to normalizing relations.
Mr. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance the normalization of relations. The U.S. president hailed the progress in relations between the two countries while acknowledging that the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights. The International Criminal Court has ruled that former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba is guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Jill Craig has more.
Marking the final chapter of a trial ongoing since November 2010, the International Criminal Court issued a guilty verdict Monday against former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo.
The CHEMA found beyond reasonable doubt that Mr. Bemba is criminally responsible under Article 28A for the crimes against humanity of murder and rape, and the war crimes of murder, rape, and pillaging.
Bemba is the most senior political leader to face judgment at the ICC, and the first convicted of rape as a war crime and crime against humanity. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
The U.S. military says it will set up an all-American fire base in Iraq. Fewer than 200 Marines have been deployed to the fire base, located near the northern town of Makmur. Colonel Stephen Warren is a military spokesman.
These Iraqi forces, along with their coalition advisors, require force protection. So we constructed a small fire base to do just that.
The base is part of a U.S. effort to prepare Iraqi combat forces to retake Mosul. This is VOA News. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump praised Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East and slammed the Iran nuclear deal as catastrophic.
The problem here is fundamental. We've rewarded the world's leading state sponsor of terror with $150 billion, and we received absolutely nothing in return.
Trump made the remarks in an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. Trump also vowed to veto any United Nations measure that would impose its will on Israel and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Many AIPAC attendees had threatened to walk out in protest of Trump's speech, but instead the crowd applauded as Trump spoke. Four gunmen launched an attack on a hotel being used as the headquarters for the European Union military force in the Malian capital Bamako. Guards at the luxury hotel killed one of the attackers. The EU mission later released a statement on Twitter saying no personnel were wounded during the violence. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A Russian court is expected to find a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in Ukraine. The trial of Nadiya Savchenka has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She was set to be sentenced Tuesday after the court hands down its decision. In an interview with VOA on the eve of the verdict, her lawyer said, despite evidence proving her innocence, conviction was a foregone conclusion. Prosecutors had demanded a 23-year prison sentence for the pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine and turned over to Russian officials to face charges. Belgian prosecutors have identified a man suspected of being an accomplice to the shooters in last year's Paris terrorist attack. The federal prosecutor's office says Najim Lajraouli traveled to the Austria-Hungary border in September with suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam was captured during a raid in Brussels last week. Belgium's foreign minister said Sunday that Abdeslam had told investigators he was planning some type of new attack in Brussels. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base in Lantabur from two directions Monday. Officials say several military vehicles were seized. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say the projectiles were launched Monday from the eastern city of Hamhung. Officials do not say what type of missiles or rockets they were. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.